In the first place, the IMF had imposed certain conditions for the government of Zimbabwe before they could start opening business and the credit lines for them. And as far as we are concerned, those conditions have not yet been put in place. So it is actually surprising that they are now extending an olive branch to the ZANU-PF government, as if ZANU-PF has attended to all the things that they have refused to do so in the past 15 to 20 years back. So it's quite really surprising that they've softened their hearts and stance towards ZANU-PF now.
So you're demanding reforms. What type of reforms do you want now?
We still expect that the ground in Zimbabwe be democratized, because it has become worse than before. When the IMF was demanding it to be democratized, the space for the opposition to operate is being limited, where they still get pounced upon by the police each time they try to hold their meetings to access the electorate. Over and above the issue of the laws that govern investment coming from outside, continue to be hardened and tightened, we still see a very intransigent government of Zimbabwe squeezing out everybody else except ZANU-PF government. I mean, there is no sense in anyone to say that things have become better now, when everybody else in Zimbabwe sees a situation where things are worsening and deteriorating every day.